Hello, advanced English learners. Welcome back. Recently in our community, we discussed how prioritizing an abundance mindset can enrich our social lives and make room for better friends and deeper conversations. It was a wonderful conversation, and if you would like to take part in those as well, I'd encourage you to join our community, Explearning Academy. Sign up at academy.explearning.com. We would love to have you. In this lesson, we will explore ways to set goals and measure progress in expanding your English vocabulary. We will discuss the importance of keeping track of new words and phrases and provide tips and strategies for effective vocabulary building. By the end of this lesson, you will have the tools and knowledge to effectively track your progress and improve your English language skills. Let's get started. We'll be right back after this short break. Here are a few strategies for tracking progress in English through vocabulary building. Set specific, measurable goals for yourself and for your vocabulary building. For example, aim to learn, let's say, 10 new words a week or to increase your vocabulary by a certain percentage over a set period of time. Keep a vocabulary journal or flashcards to record new words and phrases. Include the word, the definition, and a sentence using the word in context. Incorporate new vocabulary into your daily routine. Try using new words in conversation, writing, or reading. Use online resources such as vocabulary quizzes, crossword puzzles, word games, and language learning apps to practice and test your knowledge. Take regular vocabulary assessments to measure progress and identify areas where you need to focus more attention. Study with a partner or join a language learning community like Explearning Academy so that you get the benefit of a study buddy or an accountability partner. You can also call it an accountability buddy. And that way you also learn more from them as well. Use vocabulary in context, reading books, watching movies or series with subtitles. And that'll help you to understand how to use vocabulary in context. By implementing these strategies, you'll be able to effectively track your progress and improve your English vocabulary acquisition over time. Remember, this does not happen overnight. This is a long and steady journey, but if you are willing and committed, you will get there. And if you're wondering how you will understand if you're getting better at building your vocabulary, there are a few ways to self-assess your progress. Keep track of the number of new words you learn each week or each month and compare this to your initial goal. If you are consistently meeting or exceeding your goal, you are likely making progress. Take a vocabulary assessment at regular intervals, such as every month or every quarter. Use a standardized test or self-created assessment that includes a mix of words that you've learned recently, old words you've studied before, and words you've never even seen. Compare your scores to see how much you've improved over time. Use flashcards or a vocabulary journal to review words that you've learned in the past. If you can recall the meaning of the word easily and quickly, and you can use it correctly in a sentence, it's a sign that you have a good grasp of it and you've internalized that word. Listen to yourself or have a conversation with people who are speaking English. This could be native L1 speakers of English or L2 speakers of English. If you can understand and use more vocabulary in context, you're likely making progress. Read texts or watch videos in English. Compare how much of the content you can understand easily now compared to how much you could understand when you first started. If you can understand more now, it's also a clear sign that your vocabulary is improving. It's important to remember that building vocabulary is a gradual process, and progress may not always be linear. It rarely is. However, by regularly assessing and tapping into your progress, adjusting your needs and adjusting your study strategies as you see fit, you will continue to improve your vocabulary over time. The most important thing is to persist, be consistent, and use the vocabulary in context whenever possible, whenever you can. Are you ready to put this into practice? Well, I have a set of quests for you to complete if you're a member of our private community, Explearning Academy. So if you would like the quests, the weekly plan of exercises, the discussion that goes along with it, and an opportunity to ask me live in real time, then you can sign up for our community by going to academy.explearning.co or sign up using the link down below. See you there. To sum up, building strong vocabulary is an essential part of improving your English communication and language skills. By setting specific, measurable goals and using effective strategies such as keeping a vocabulary journal or log, incorporating new words into your daily routines, and regularly assessing your progress, you can track your progress and continue to improve your vocabulary building over time. Remember that vocabulary acquisition is a gradual process and progress is not linear. But with dedication, persistence, consistency, perseverance, you will achieve your goals. Remember that it's very important to use the vocabulary in context, practice with other people, join our community to practice, and also use it in your daily conversations. Your hard work and effort will 100% pay off as you become more confident and fluent in your use of the English language. Thank you for tuning into this lesson, and good luck on your vocabulary building journey. All right, advanced English learners, thank you for joining me. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell, like this video, share it with friends. And also, if you are keen on listening to the podcast version, you can go to Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast and be sure to engage with it in that way as well. Follow it, share it, and engage with it by going into the community tab there. And speaking of community, I hope to see you in my community where we meet every day and have really amazing discussions. All right, see you soon. Bye for now.